This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I was thinking that we are the light of the world. Because of the teaching, we are light to a dying nation. And I'm so glad that I was taught that and that our pastor is continually teaching us the word of truth. And just so happy to be here. Always glad to see those who are striving to please God because of the teaching. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to our elders, missionary, and deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. The elder didn't know what I was going to talk about, but we're going to talk about the light in Goshen. Before we get to that, the firstborn, Brother Richard, choir. Thank God.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. First fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel.
Here is the
patience. Commandments,
our lives sanctified
with the whole heart,
holy, acceptable.
So we offer up to be born again, not of the world, for the first man, second man. Manifest, the day shall declare it, revealed by fire, burning up what's not right, so that God may delight. We're transformed to his image, yes we are, and so we hearken to the voice. Free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word, and to the angel in the midst, who's confirming the souls. You see, it's all about salvation. Yes, it is.
Patience
of the saints of the Most High, keeping God's commandments,
our lives
with a whole heart. Yes. And so we offer up to be born again, not of the world,
no,
for the first man, second man made for eternal life. Yes. Fear the patience of the saints of the Most High, keeping God's commandments. Yes, our lives with the
we offer up
again. Not of the world. No, no, no. For the first man, second man made. And I thank God for His anointed who showing us the way. So we offer up to be born again. Not of the world, no, 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 no. For the first man, second man made. For eternal life. So he goeth.
That's beautiful. Thank God. Wherever he goeth. Deacon Debbie, give us a testimony. Thank God.
Truly, it is a blessing to be here today on the Sabbath. I thank God for how he saved me. Thanking God for the teaching. God is keeping me in his way through great teaching, thanking God for the leader, thinking about the scripture, mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. I truly thank God for the teaching. God is blessing me through the teaching, through the example of the pastor, the saints, the elders, to live for God, to please God, and I'm so grateful. I love my life. Thank you, God. Pastor is my companion, wonderful companion. I thank God for him. I thank God for this life. More importantly, is to strive to please God, and I just thank God for being
here.
Isn't that
beautiful? Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God. We have our announcements. Thank God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Because of the life of our great Bishop Barfield, she kept God's commandments, and she was a sanctified woman.
Yes.
And she raised up by great Pastor Philip Brown.
Yes.
And she raised up by great Bishop Dorothy.
Yes.
And they're all going on, but we're continuing steadfast. Yes. In the prophets and the apostles' doctrine.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the scripture, and I believe on the Lord, as the scripture is saying. I want to talk about the light in Goshen, and we're going to cover a little scriptures here.
Mm-hmm.
But first, let's go to Psalms 27:1. God is our light.
Yes.
And if God is in your life, He's the light of your life. And if He's the light of your life, you're Goshen. There's always light in Goshen. There's light where God's people is.
Yes.
Psalms 27:1, what does it say?
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the
strength of
my life.
Our life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lord is our light.
Yes.
We're in Goshen.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where we be in the earth. When God is in your life, you're in Goshen. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And the Lord is our salvation. Light is our salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? What?
Mm-hmm. When the wicked...
No, read the third verse. Read that.
Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
Isn't that beautiful? Not going to fear. Mm-hmm. Why?
The war
shall... Because the Lord is my light. Light it in your life. You're in Goshen. You don't have to fear. What?
The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident.
My heart shall not fear. Mm-hmm. Though war should rise against me, mm-hmm. in this will I be confident.
Yes.
Lord is my light. He's in my He's salvation. Isn't that beautiful? For it says what?
One thing have I desired.
One thing we all desire here. One thing. More than anything, it's about salvation. And to stay and be with the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? What is that one thing?
Mm-hmm. Have I desired of the Lord? That will I seek
after. That's what
after.
We seek after every time we come together. Is to find out what we need to do to stay close to God.
Yes.
To stay in step with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Called concert.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Walking together in
yes.
step. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That will I seek after. What?
Mm-hmm. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my
life. All of our days we want to dwell. Now, we cannot dwell all the days of our past life, but all of our days of our mm-hmm. life since we've known God, we want to dwell. And from mm-hmm. this point on, isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
To behold God's beauty, you need light. Because you cannot see in darkness. You need light, right? So you want to hold beauty, come to Goshen. Come to those that have salvation, those that have the overcoming testimony. Now, you don't want to go to somebody that says, well, you know we can't do that. You don't want to go there.
Right.
Where you want to go is thy God is reigning. That's where you want to go. Light in Goshen. Isn't that beautiful? Hope. Isn't that beautiful? To behold the beauty mm-hmm. of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Exodus 3 and 7.
All right.
Everybody knows the story of the Exodus. But people don't think about why it was such a success before leaving there. Because when those plagues came, God's people were protected because they were Goshen. That beautiful? Exodus 3 and 7, what does it say?
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt.
Now wait a minute. God's people are in Egypt mm-hmm. in sin. How are they his people? Because they're lying in the dust of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime you have one crying out for God, wanting to turn to God, they become his people.
Yes.
Those that are called by, you can't call somebody you don't know. At least they think they know him, but they're claiming to be his people.
Right.
I've seen the affliction, what?
Mm-hmm. Of my people, which are in Egypt.
What?
And have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters.
Now, it don't matter what the reason why they cry. Lord, I got this habit I cannot stop. God heard you because you called on the Lord now because of this problem you got.
Yes.
Lord, I got somebody that's after me.
Yes.
I can't pick whatever it is. Lord, I need you.
Yes.
Gotta come yes. if you're sincere because he's going to bring you salvation.
Right.
And many times when he brings salvation, they want to turn from that, but they want all the other goodies.
Yes.
If you just deliver me this one time, I'll never do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Did he go back?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how God hears, by reason of why you're calling.
Right.
And habits can be a taskmaster. Your companion can be a taskmaster.
Yes.
Your desires can be a taskmaster. They'll run you ragged.
Yes.
But if you cry out to God,
yes.
isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
If you go to the light in Goshen.
All right.
What did it say?
Beautiful. For I know their sorrows.
What?
And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large. Unto
now,
a land.
The ninth verse says what?
Mm-hmm. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me.
What?
And I have also seen the oppression wherewith.
I've seen how they've been oppressed. Mm-hmm. That Egyptian could be your boss.
Mm-hmm.
It can be your brother and your sister. Be oppressed. Sometimes you're forced into complying with ones you really don't need to comply with, but you feel obligated because it's mother, father, sister, brother, maybe the Spirit of God's not leading you that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel obligated.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of the flesh.
Right.
And you feel oppressed.
Right.
What?
wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them.
What?
Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
So who brought them out? Moses did. Mm-hmm. God brought me out. No, he sent somebody to bring you out. God brought you out, but he was with Moses to bring you out.
Right.
God said, bring them out, Moses, that you can bring them out. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. And what is the 12th verse says?
And he said, certainly I will be with you.
That's how God brings you out. Mm-hmm. But you can't go over the one he sent, because they're the one going to bring you the word to bring you out. And certainly, I will be with thee. What?
And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon
this
mountain.
So you had to be a light to get out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Because you need light in order to get out through the path. You got to come out. You need light.
Yes.
Moses was the light God sent down there to bring them out. That's and beautiful. He went to those in Goshen, where there is light.
Yes.
Because they understood. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you.
What?
And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?
What's the doctrine? What's your doctrine? What faith are you? But God is coming to bring you out of Egypt, out of burdens. And when you truly want to come out of burdens, you're ready to hear what God have for you.
Yes.
And most of the people that need to come out of the burdens are the churchgoers.
Right.
Read.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
What?
And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 6 chapter 6 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We want to see how Goshen came about. Goshen is protected. Goshen is God in the midst.
Beautiful.
Goshen is light.
Yes, Lord.
Beautiful. That's what the scripture says. We are Goshen. You should know who you are. Where the song says, do you know who you are? We're the children of the prophet.
Yes.
Yes. Says, Pastor, we're not Goshen. Yes, we are. We're Goshen as well. Okay? 6 and 2. What does it say?
And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord.
What?
And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty.
But what?
But by my name, Jehovah, was I known to them.
No.
Was I not, not known to them.
That would suggest to me that somebody knew by the name Jehovah.
Yes.
But he was saying, now them by my name Jehovah, they didn't know it.
Right.
That would say to me somebody knew him by the name Jehovah. Mm-hmm. Read it again.
Yes.
I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name God Almighty. But what?
By my name Jehovah was I not known to them.
To them. To them. That would suggest somebody else knew him by the name Jehovah.
Yes.
We'll move on.com. Okay?
Yes.
Just food for thought.
Beautiful.
Six verse says what?
Six, yes. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord,
what?
And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
If you go to the light, light is what manifests the burdens and your problems. All you have to do is believe it and follow, and you can come out. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And I will rid you out of their bondage.
What?
And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments.
The problem is some can't handle the judgments. Well, now you have to quit going over there and separate yourself. You want to get sanctified, do this, do this, do that. And sometimes it's not able to give it up. But you need the light, because the light is going to show you what road and point out, more importantly, that devil, Pharaoh, because you got to deal with Pharaoh. Read.
And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God.
That's what God want to be, our God.
Yes.
Want to be God's people, Goshen. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Light in Goshen, what?
And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 8th chapter, 8 and 20.
All right. Yes. 8 and 20.
It's always good to read about how God delivered.
Yes.
But it's a different thing when you read about yourself being delivered. That's what we're reading about, us.
Yes.
You got to think, this is us.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? And Be confident.
Yes.
Is that God? Is that it? Okay. 8:20, what does it say?
And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning.
What?
And stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water.
What?
And say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me.
What are we talking about? When God's anointed comes to his people, he's coming to that devil. He's going to address the problem you got.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the instructions, you can come out.
Yes.
In other words, you got a problem here. This is your problem.
Yes.
All you have to do is believe and follow the instructions. You can come out.
Yes.
Once Moses told him what he was there for and gave him the instruction, all he did was follow and he came out.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Read.
Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants,
mm-hmm,
and upon thy people and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are.
Even the ground,
mm-hmm,
is going to be full of flies.
Yes, Pastor.
You read the 23rd?
No, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall
God
this sign
has
be.
A division between his people today.
Mm-hmm.
He's a division between the clean,
mm-hmm,
and the unclean.
Right.
It's a division between those that are in the light, Goshen, and those that are in darkness.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
It's a division.
Yes.
10 and 21. Let's go there.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Get your shoes.
Bound
up in your clothes. That
beautiful?
Strike the lintel and star post.
Beautiful.
None go out till morn. Don't
all
go
right.
out.
All right. Beautiful.
10 and 21 says what?
And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven,
mm-hmm,
that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt.
Well, wait a minute. There is a darkness over the land right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was darkness over the land years ago. It was called, what was that virus called? 7 Mile?
West Nile.
Yes.
West Nile virus. And what was the other one?
SARS.
SCARS.
No, it was Zika.
What's the difference?
There is.
Yeah, it is. This one you feel.
Yes.
See,
yes.
That darkness you didn't feel.
Right.
But this one you feel it.
Yes. That's
because
true.
All the stuff you got to do to go along with this.
Exactly.
We feeling this.
Yes, we are.
And you're going to feel it before it's over with, if you don't feel it yet.
Right. That's right, Pastor.
This darkness they felt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know why they felt it? It was so dark they couldn't even see themselves,
mm-hmm,
in front of them. And I've been
something.
In darkness like that in,
yeah,
Vietnam.
Oh yes, Pastor.
In the boonies, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear way off. I could hear the gooks walking.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear them. And the dog was, I was so scared that dog was breathing. I could hear the dog real good. I know they could too. I'm thinking, I'm holding on to a twig that will slide down. You can feel this darkness. Read.
Yes. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven,
mm-hmm,
and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt.
What?
3 days.
3 days. We don't know how long this is going to be. This could go for 10 years with these masks.
Yes, that's right.
This is what dark. These are plagues.
In
case anybody want to know what this is, it's a plague. Okay? And God will suffer to come.
That's something. Wow.
Read.
Yes. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days.
What?
But all the children of Israel had light.
Now,
in
wait
their
a minute.
Dwellings.
Now, the children of Israel. They had light. They could see each other. Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Listen. Listen. Ones may get upset because you are feeling it like they're feeling it. They're feeling it.
Exactly, Pastor.
But it get a spirit because you want to stand out and say, don't see no mask on you. I saw a commercial last night,
mm-hmm,
and they were scuffling in the store because of these masks.
Mm.
I think somebody didn't have it on, but watch yourself now.
Sure,
I said, don't come, I got my mask.
Exactly.
I'm putting it on right now. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Probably come up and you slipping on you because they don't have a mask. That's where it's going.
Exactly.
Look like. Vision that. But listen.
Exactly, Pastor.
We're in Goshen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, listen. If somebody had anyone a man, don't get crazy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can feel this. You might feel it, but don't go off the rocker.
Yes,
let
Pastor.
God take care of it.
Beautiful.
Read the Isaiah. Let's go there. Isaiah 2 and 5.
Beautiful,
let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
Light in Goshen.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to be confident that God is with us. You got his word. If you got his word, God is with you. If he is in you, the word you using and striving to keep his word, God is with you. You need to understand who you are. You're Goshen. Isn't that beautiful? All right now.
Yes, Pastor.
Isaiah 2:5, what does it say?
O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord.
So all God wants to walk in the light, but you can't walk in the light lest you have a light.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you can't walk in the light unless somebody is shining the light. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, yes.
1 John 1:5, let's go there.
Beautiful.
We are Goshen.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that want to live in Goshen, well, salvation is, get over to 425 Laconia.
That's right.
And we will get a spot for you.
Yes, we will.
What's that man say? Keep the light on for you.
Yes.
Light is always on.
Tom Bodette.
See, now, that was Motel 6. They say they'll keep the light on for you. This ain't never turned off. This has always been on. That's the difference.
Yes, Pastor.
And this one is eternal. That junk Motel 6 talking about is only temporary. It's for one night. And they might fall asleep and don't turn it on for you. But God never slumbers. Isn't that beautiful? Light is always on. All right now. Just want to cover that. 1 John 1:5, what does it say?
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
God is light.
That is beautiful.
God is Goshen. God is our salvation. God is the Lord. God is Jesus. God is the commandment. God is the word. It's Goshen. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read a little further. What does it say?
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
What?
But if we walk in the light.
But if we walk in the light and we understand through the scripture, the law is light.
Yes.
The Lord said, well, I am the light of the world. Yeah, but how can you walk in just a figure? But if you walk in his word, in his light, in the law, it tells you what to do.
Right.
You got instructions. Is that right?
Yes.
What?
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
What?
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
So wait a minute. So the son cleanses you and you become Goshen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful.
You become a light. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 2:6. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Nothing like the scriptures. Well, I'm getting tired of those scripture reading.
No,
y'all just
no.
read too much. Y'all need to use your own imagination.
Mm-mm.
You don't use your imagination with God. You want to get rid of your imagination with God. That's what you want to do. Not use it. You get rid of it. That beautiful? To know that, Isaiah 2:6, what does it say?
Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east and are soothsayers.
They're replenished from the old world.
Yes.
From the east. From those that don't know God. What?
And are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers.
They get great enjoyment from those that's not saved, strangers. That's how they get their enjoyment. What?
Their land also is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full.
Always after more and more natural stuff, treasures. That's their end game. That's what they go after. Treasure. What?
Their land is also full of horses. Neither is there any end of their chariots.
Treasures. Chariots. Cars. You know, things that move. Always something natural.
Yes.
What?
Their land also is full of idols.
What?
They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made.
Let's go to 8. Isaiah 8:20.
All right, Pastor.
We want to trust in the light. We're in Goshen.
That's
get deep off what our hands can do.
Right.
They say, you know, you said my power did this, and because of my smart mind, I'm so smart. I'm just, you know what, I'm just, I need to kiss myself.
Oh.
You don't talk like that in God. If you think like that, that's not good. 8:20.
To the law and to the testimony.
What?
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in
them. So we want to go to the light. Well, you speaking with your so-called Christian friends, and if they're not talking about law, the word, there's no light in them. That tells you plainly. Isaiah saw that before the Lord came on scene, because that's what he built his disciples up with, the law. Well, 16th verse says what?
16 says, bind up the testimony, seal the law.
Seal it. Now, why do you seal the law? Ain't you talking about the law you need for the sacrificial when you break God's law? It's talking about sealing God's word in your life that you don't break it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But in your striving to keep it, should you stumble or break it, you have an advocate with the Father. That's
beautiful.
What it's for.
Beautiful.
Now the sacrificial system is kicked in before the Lord came. Now, he's that lamb, it's our sacrificial system.
Yes.
We have an advocate.
Yes.
Right?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
But before you need an advocate, you need to obey his word. That's what God is talking about. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read the 11th verse. What does it say?
For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand.
What?
And instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this
people. That's what
people.
This is all about. In Goshen, they didn't walk the way the Egyptians did.
Right.
They were protected. They sacrificed unto God. Now God is saying, just leave up off one of these burdens and go sacrifice to me without Egypt.
Right.
Yes. Otherwise, we're going on to perfection. That's what it is. Come out of Egypt. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Saying, see ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, mm-hmm. a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid.
We don't fear like the people out here fear because we have knowledge. And you have a lot of people who don't even go to church. They have knowledge that all of this junk is a hoax.
Right.
But we are going to fear God and trust in him.
Yes.
Read.
Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread.
Isn't that beautiful? Let him be your fear and dread. St. John.
Yes.
12 and 46. Let's go there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'm encouraged.
All right, Pastor.
And I trust everybody that's listening.
Yes, Lord.
Or watching. Is encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you can't do no more than what the word says. The word don't encourage you, you don't like God, and then
right.
God can't encourage you. St. John 12:46, what does it say?
I am come a light into the world,
mm-hmm.
that whosoever believeth on me should not abide
that
in darkness.
So that light is to keep us from walking in darkness.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That's what the light is for.
Mm-hmm.
Goshen.
That's beautiful.
Protected from the Egyptians.
Beautiful.
What?
And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I come not to judge the world.
I came not
to judge the world, but to save the world.
That's what our mission is today here, 425. We don't want to judge anybody. We want to save.
Yes.
We come to save the world.
Yes.
And we're not saving. It's what we bring that saves.
Mm-hmm.
It's the light. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 8 and 12. Let's go there.
8 and 12. Yes.
It's the light that saves us. Because the light in Goshen is what protects Goshen. Isn't that beautiful? It's God. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 8 and 12.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Isn't that beautiful? Light of the world. Mm-hmm. We're going to follow the light. Because when you see the light, it shows you where you're going. Isn't that beautiful? One and one, St. John.
St. John.
We
yes.
all
yes,
know.
Pastor.
Let's go back there.
Mm-hmm.
One and one. I don't care how many times you read it.
Yes.
God is the word. That means the word is the commandment. That means God is the commandment. How plain is that? God is the commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One and one, St. John. What does it say?
In the beginning was the word, mm-hmm. and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Mm-hmm.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
What?
In him was life.
In him was life. That's mm-hmm. a natural life mm-hmm. and a spiritual life. What?
And the life was the light of men.
So when you live the life of God, the life of holiness, that makes you a light.
Yes.
And you are the light in Goshen. Let's go
mm-hmm.
to 1 John 1 and 5. Let's go back there again.
Yes.
1 John mm-hmm. 1 and 5.
1 and 5.
Yes.
This then is the message which we have heard of him
mm-hmm.
and declare unto you.
What?
That God is light and in him is no darkness
no
at all.
No darkness at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Psalms 27 and 4. Let's go there.
All right.
No darkness at all. I mean, there's no darkness at all in Goshen.
Yes.
There's darkness, you are not Goshen. Mm-hmm. It's just that plain.
Yes.
Psalms 27:4.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after.
We want to make sure our focus is right. Mm-hmm. We're here for one thing, eternal life, to stay with God.
Yes.
What?
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.